Thicca. The title of the story is Massaging the Math Tutor. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
Community College, spring semester, work study. I was one of the very few math tutors. But the number of people seeking help was minimal, most days. I wouldn't see a single student because of this. I was allowed to be on call and do as I pleased, even making house calls if it was more convenient. Today was one of those days. Got a text from someone requesting I come in person to help with trig homework. I plugged the address into my phone and set off with barely a thought. I immediately recognized the neighborhood, took a glance at the house number I was looking for, and holy shit, it was my friend Mike's house. This had to be a prank. I parked outside, hopped up the step, and pounded on the door. "Open up, police," I shouted with a big shit-eaten grin on my face. It was his little sister that answered the door though. "Well, hello there," she said with a mischievous gleam in her eye. "Are you here to arrest me?" Katie was just slightly younger than Mike. Both were in college and rooming together to save on rent. Though she was his little sister, little was not the word I would use to describe her. Not that she was fat either. She was just kind of round, huge-breasted, and loud. She was the kind of girl that always made sure you knew she was in the room. Larger than life and in your face. She stood before me in these tight teal-colored booty shorts, a white sports bra, her long black hair casually flipped over her shoulder in a ponytail. "Hey," I said, suddenly shy. "I got a text for math tutoring." I assumed it was Mike. "You assumed wrong." Katie leered down at me. I was a little taller than her, but with me still outside on the lower step, she stood a good foot above me. The look she gave me was unsettling. "Hungry? Come on in," she said, suddenly grabbing my arm and turning to pull me inside. "Where's Mike at?" I asked as she practically hauled me into the living room. "In class," she answered over her shoulder. "This is his long day, so he won't be back until tonight." "Shit," she stopped suddenly, and I fell into her, my crotch colliding with her plump ass. To my surprise, she backed up into me, planting my dick more firmly against her. "Oh God, I'm so sorry," I said, quickly pulling away from her. She twisted around to face me, a smirk on her lips. "I forgot, my books are upstairs. Come on," she breezed by me, facing me as she slid her body sideways past me. It was just narrow enough of a space that she was forced to briefly press up against me. I gasped as I felt the softness of her huge breasts press into my chest. Then, before I could fully grasp what was taking place, she pulled on my arm again, hauling me upstairs after her. She pulled me into her bedroom. It wasn't a real big space. Her bed was pressed up against the far wall and into a corner. There was the usual bedroom stuff, but Katie was already directing me to sit with her on the edge of her mattress. "So, trig," I said nervously. She laughed. "You're so adorable." She continued to look at me, studying my face affectionately. She scooted in closer to me, drawing one of her legs up so I could get a good peek at the nakedness of her flesh as it flowed up into her skin-tight shorts. "Hey, I saw some of your drawings online," she said, suddenly enthusiastic. "Are you an artist?" Well, I mean, I draw a little in my free time." My voice was weak, my words coming out in a stammer. "That is so cool," she squealed. "Do you have any on you? Any pictures?" I asked, my nervousness making me confused. "On your phone, stupid," she said. "Do you have any?" I pulled my phone out and Katie scooted in super close, taking the opportunity to really lean into me so she could see my screen. I unlocked it, started to open up my pictures gallery, then got suddenly fearful of what might pop up. What were the last pictures I'd saved to my phone? "Are you scared I'm gonna see a dick pic?" Katie teased, but looked at me intensely, questioningly, and then no, I stammered. I quickly navigated to some of my art pictures and brought one up to show her. She grabbed the phone out of my hand, gasping in surprise as she did. To my horror, she began swiping through my pictures. "These are so good," she screamed. She glanced my way seductively. "You're good at math. You're good at art. I bet you're good at other things too, aren't you?" "Look," I tried to head the situation off. "I thought this was about tutoring. If Mike knew I was here alone with you, he'd be pissed." "Oh my God," Katie screamed. "Shit." She was swiping through my pictures again. She turned the phone so I could see. "Got a thing for cleavage apparently," she said. It was just one of many pictures I downloaded. Some random chick leaning over so her boobs were practically falling out of her shirt. She resumed swiping, going through my pictures faster and faster. "No dick pics though," she said. "That's a shame. Hey, could I get my phone back?" I asked timidly. "Oh sure," she said and tossed it at me lightly. She sat back, studying me for a second. "You know, if you're a fan of cleavage, You've come to the right place, she said, because I've got cleavage for miles. To illustrate her point, she bent my way, allowing her sports bra to dip low. Katie had huge tits, so it wasn't difficult at all for her boobs to come practically bouncing out of her top. She bent lower and pushed her boobs up, jiggling them so they danced hypnotically before my eyes. I stood up quickly. Hey, how about that math? Let's put some music on, Katie said, ignoring what I said. She took her phone out and soon soft, sensual R&B was floating through the room. Come, sit with me, Katie said. She patted the bed next to her. We can do math later. I don't know, I said. I've really got to go. Mike's gonna be pissed. Lies, of course. But at that moment, I would have said just about anything to get out of that room, escape somehow. Katie stood, strode right up to me, and wrapped her arms around me. You're really cute when you're nervous, she said. I've really got to go, I insisted, but then she pressed her mouth to mine, pushed her tongue between my lips, sampled my tongue against hers, tasting me deeply. I gave in momentarily, allowing her to have her way with me. She pushed up against me, plunging her tongue deeper still down my throat. It was her moans that shook some sense into me. This was Mike's little sister. I frantically pushed her away from me. She was like a shark though. Having gotten a taste, she wanted more. Come on, let's dance, she said, moving her body up against mine, grabbing my arms, and forcing me to move with her. No, Katie, I said emphatically. We can't do this. You're my best friend's sister. You're so nervous all the time, she said, her voice filling with concern. Let me give you a massage. A massage, I said dumbly. To help you relax, she said. I'm really good at them, and there's this new one I've been dying to try out. A massage did sound nice, and maybe it would keep her from trying to make out with me. Okay, I agreed. I suppose a massage couldn't hurt. Katie squealed with delight. Do you mind if I record it? So I can review it later and make sure I did it right. That made me slightly nervous, but actually, recording it wasn't a bad idea. That would probably help her to keep it professional. Katie began dragging out lighting equipment and cameras, staging them around the floor of the bedroom. You have a lot of equipment, I said. It's for my followers, she replied nonchalantly. Wait, you post stuff online, I said, my jaw dropping. Everyone does, she said matter-of-factly. Katie pulled a large clear plastic mat from her closet and spread it over the carpet. What's that for? I asked. To protect the carpet, she said. It's gonna get really wet in here. Why? I said, surprised. What kind of massage is this? Katie looked right at me, and I could see her growing excitement. It's called Nuru. Have you heard of it? I shook my head no. Well, it involves a lot of lotion, but it's super relaxing. I've always wanted to try it, but I've never had anyone to practice on. You're really doing me a favor here. Are you hoping to become a masseuse? I asked. Something like that, she said. Now, I'm gonna go grab the lotion. You, strip and lay face down on the mat. You can use one of my pillows for your head if you want. She left then, and I briefly considered climbing out her window to escape. How the hell did I get talked into this shit? I sighed and began reluctantly peeling my clothes off. Everything except my underwear. Those were staying. I grabbed one of her pillows and laid face down on the mat. It was kind of relaxing actually. Just laying there with the music still playing, I almost could have fallen asleep. But then I heard Katie coming back up the stairs, carrying something with her. She came into the room and I saw it was a huge basin filled with what looked like soapy water. Okay, so what do I do? I said nervously. Katie grinned. You lay back and enjoy. I'm going to rub you down with this lotion, but first let me get the lights. She adjusted everything so my body was bathed in a soft glow. Then, she got all the cameras going. She faced one and addressed it. This is Katie, and today we will be doing non-consensual Nuru. Number 1. I'm sorry. What? I said. That's just what I'm calling it, she said, but she had a mischievous leer as she spoke. Just close your eyes, and let me do all the work. Trust the process. You're gonna love this. Nervous as hell, I closed my eyes and braced myself for whatever she had in mind. You're gonna have to lose these, she said and began tugging at my underwear. No, wait, I said, but it was too late because she suddenly jerked them down my legs, exposing my bare ass. This put me in a bad spot because I couldn't turn over and try to retrieve them without exposing my dick to her and the camera. Not something I was willing to do. Katie, I begged, please put those back on. Relax, she said with a giggle. This is a full body massage. I have to have access to everything. Besides, if you leave your underwear on, they're gonna get soaked. That last part convinced me. Barely, just do what you're going to do, I said, closing my eyes and resigning myself to whatever she had planned. I heard the sound of clothes being peeled off, dropping to the floor. I didn't dare look. Then, there was a splashing sound as she dipped something into the basin of watery lotion. I heard her lathering something up, but it wasn't me. And then, she was using a large sponge to cover me with the slick, wet substance. I gasped as the sponge touched my ass. And Katie laughed. "You like that?" she teased. I haven't even started the actual massage yet. She lathered me up good, covering me from my neck down to my calves. Then, I heard her say, "Here we go." Suddenly, Katie laid down on top of me, her full weight pressed into me, and, with a start, I realized she was not only completely naked but covered in the wet, slimy lotion. I could very definitely feel her large breasts squishing up against my back, and I could feel her ... down there. The scratchiness of her pussy area pressing into my ass. "Katie, what the hell?" I spluttered. In response, she put her mouth close to my ear and said, "Thank you so much for letting me try this out." Before I could complain further, she plunged her tongue deep into my ear, sucking on the outer part as she did. At the same time, she began rubbing her body up and down against mine. I felt like a giant sex toy to her, like she was using my lubricated backside to get herself off, as if I were just something to rub her tits and pussy against. Maybe I was. I tried to squirm out from under her, but she saw what I was doing and only began grinding up against me more intensely. "Oh, fuck, your ass feels so good on my clit," she moaned. "Katie, please," I pleaded, getting lost in the sensation of her body on mine. "Please stop." "Okay," she consented, much to my surprise, but she wasn't done yet. "I'll stop if you can get me off of you." "What?" But Katie didn't wait for me to process what she'd said. She wrapped an arm around my throat, getting me in a headlock, and began moving her body against mine. I could feel the scratchiness of her pubes as she ground her pussy tight to my cheeks. She slid her body up and down against mine, her whole body slick and wet with lotion. To my horror, she began moaning as my body inadvertently contributed to her rising orgasm. "Oh shit," she gasped even while she continued to hump my ass. "God, I wanna fuck your hole." She machine gunned down on my butt, pummeling me rapid fire with her pussy, her moans turning to cries. "Oh my God," she was coming. There was no escaping her. Her arm was tight to my throat. All I could do was lay there and let her fuck me from the back, masturbate herself on my ass. The full humiliation of it struck me like a rock to the face. This was Mike's little sister. This was fucking Katie. How the hell was this happening? All I had to do was get her off me. Strength surged through me, and I twisted my body around so I was laying on my side. Katie clung to me though, essentially spooning me. She laughed at my effort to dislodge her and tightened her grip around my throat. "Awa, does the math tutor want some attention?" she teased. She twisted her own body, pulling me on top of her so she was laying on her back with me almost in her lap. I was fully exposed to the cameras now, but that was the least of my concerns. Katie brought her legs up on top of mine, brought her feet up to my crotch, began caressing my dick between her soles and toes. "You want me to fuck you with my feet?" she teased. "Rub your gorgeous little dick with my toes." "Katie, please," I begged, but she only laughed and clamped my dick between her meaty soles, jerking me off with them. She took her free hand and began massaging and pinching my nipples, squeezing them till they were pointy hard nubs. She brought her mouth to my ear again, chewing on my lobe and probing my ear hole with her tongue. I writhed against her, trying to escape, but this just seemed to excite her more, and she pumped my dick faster and faster. "I wanna see you come," she breathed into my ear. "I wanna see your white hot cream shoot between my toes." "Fuck Katie, please stop." My continued protests seemed to be working. Irritated, she pulled her feet off my dick, loosened her hold on my throat. To my surprise, she stood, letting my head fall back onto her pillow in the mat. I just lay there for a second, trying to catch my breath. As I recovered, I had the surreal view of Katie's naked body standing over me, towering practically. It was my first view of her naked. Her whole body was shiny with the slick, wet lotion. Her plump, juicy ass, her perfectly trimmed pussy hovered over me. Higher still, her mountainous breasts swayed over me. And above that, Katie was smirking down at me, clearly enjoying me admiring her nakedness, her curves, her private parts. "And I thought you wanted to stop," she said sweetly. She lowered herself to me, squeezed my head between her legs, and plopped her pussy right down on my face. "Katie, no," but it was too late. I had never tasted a pussy before, never had one compressed to my mouth, never felt one bobbing up and down, sliding back and forth, grinding down on my mouth. But here she was, "Try and get me off." Katie challenged me as if I were a willing participant in all this. "Use your tongue, it'll be faster that way." She had a point. The sooner I made her come, the sooner all this would be over with. The sooner she'd get off me, let me get dressed, and be on my way. Gingerly, I pressed my tongue up against her soaking wet pussy lips. I knew she felt the instant my tongue touched her because she gasped in pleasure and clamped down on my face, scared she wouldn't let up, that she would accidentally smother me to death. I attacked her with my tongue, licking everywhere as fast and hard as I could. "Easy sugar," she said, lifting up slightly on my face. "Do it slowly." I slowed my tongue, tracing the shape of her lips, charting out the entirety of her pussy. She gasped again when my tongue found her clit. "Suck it," she ordered and positioned herself so her clit was digging into my nose and mouth. I closed my lips around that meaty part of her pussy. Sucked on it as best I could. She moaned deeply in response. "Use your tongue too," she breathed, lost in the pleasure of my mouth. I kept my mouth clamped around her clit, then used my tongue to assault her, digging into that sensitive part of her pussy, batting it around like a schoolyard bully pummeling a small kid. She yelled out in pleasure and humped my face. "God, yes." She grabbed my sides and spanked my face with her pussy, her lips and clit slapping up against my mouth and nose. "Oh, God. Oh, God," she yelled out, quickly coming to an orgasm. She collapsed on top of me, her mouth landing dangerously close to my dick. At the same time, her pussy moved forward, slightly out of reach of my tongue. I can't say I wasn't just a little bit disappointed. Was I starting to enjoy this? But Katie wasn't done yet. "I want your cum," she said lazily, almost in a pouty voice. She grabbed my dick with one hand and began licking at my shaft. It was like lightning, the feel of her tongue on my meat electric. I felt my dick jump instinctively. "You like that, my little math tutor?" she taunted me. "Still wanna do trig homework, Katie?" I said. "We can't be doing this." "I think you protest too much," she joked. "Let's silence those little squeaks of yours." Before I could even think, Katie slid forward a bit and planted her huge, plump ass right on my face, smothering my cries for her to stop. At the same time, she went to town on my dick, wrapping her lips sideways around my shaft and sliding her mouth up and down on my meat. I moaned heavily from between her cheeks and she jiggled her ass down upon me teasingly. "I'm gonna taste your cum in no time at this rate," she laughed. I grabbed her cheeks, attempting to push her off me, but only succeeded in parting them. This had the unfortunate consequence of driving my nose right up her asshole. "Oh my God," she cried out. "That's fantastic." I tried to explain it was an accident, but all I managed was muffles and groans around her smothering ass. "Use your tongue," she ordered. "I want to feel you up in there." There was no way I was sticking my tongue in a girl's butthole. Katie could sense my reluctance. "Do it," she yelled. "Do it or I'll smother you till you pass out." I just couldn't bring myself to do it though. In response, Katie clamped her ass to my face, locking her legs behind my head so I had nowhere to go. Panicking, I began writhing beneath her. I expected she would let up any second though. She did not. Instead, to my utter disbelief, she lowered her mouth to my cock and began sucking me off. I felt myself starting to pass out, so I did the only thing I thought might save me. I stuck my tongue up Katie's ass. She immediately lifted up off me slightly. "See, that wasn't so bad, was it?" she teased. "Now get me off like that. You make me come, and I'll make you." I couldn't believe she was serious. But no sooner had she spoken than she clamped her ass back to my face, not wanting to be smothered again. Wanting desperately for this all to be over, I buried my tongue deep in her ass. She moaned, "God, that's good ... fuck me with it. Fuck me with your tongue." I used my tongue like a tiny wet dick, pushing in and out of her ass, trying to fuck her to orgasm again. In turn, Katie swallowed my dick, pushing my meat up into her waiting mouth, trying to jam as much of me down her throat as she could. We went at each other like dogs, Katie moving her still slick body against mine, her fat tits pressing into my gut. It felt like heaven. She sucked and fucked my dick with her mouth, her lips and tongue slobbering over my meat. I felt her mouth moving up and down on my shaft, and I knew I couldn't hold out much longer. Katie was near orgasm again too. She was actively riding my tongue, bouncing her ass up and down on my face and crying out as she did so. She came suddenly and violently, screaming around my dick, her ass cheeks clamping to my face. She then expertly jerked my cock while focusing her mouth at the tip of my penis, licking and sucking where she knew the prize would be. She didn't have to wait long. I groaned into her ass, bucked my hips toward her face, and came suddenly. She was ready for it, immediately catching my dick with her mouth and sucking my cum even as I shot my load down her throat. Ugh, ugh. It was all I could do as she sucked and sucked and sucked on my cock well after I had stopped coming. Gradually, she slowed down. She climbed off of me, repositioned herself, and laid down across my chest with her head hovering over mine. "Did you like that?" she asked sweetly. I didn't know how to answer. "Well, I think you did," she said and planted her mouth on mine before I could move away. God, she just had my dick in her mouth. She laughed at my discomfort and pushed her tongue past my lips. Can you taste yourself on me? She teased. Is it good? I let her abuse my mouth a little longer. Then I slid out from under her. Started to get dressed. I refused to meet her eyes, fearing she might want to go another round if I engaged her. I started to head for the door. I risked one final look back. Katie was just laying there on the floor, watching me lovingly as I went. Hey, math tutor. She said, my fans are really gonna love this new content. I stopped dead in my tracks. Katie, you can't show this to them. I saw the taunting, dare me to do it look in her eyes though. Please don't do it. I begged. She laughed at the fear on my face. I'll think about it, I guess. But it's probably gonna take a whole lot more math tutoring to keep me from getting bored. What do you say? Same time tomorrow. I met her icy, gleeful gaze, and I knew I was trapped. I nodded nervously and headed out of my best friend's little sister's man trap of a bedroom. What the hell was tomorrow?